to our weekly one-on-one with head coach Doug Peterson, presented by Wawa. And coach, I'd like to get into the psychology of things first. How did you recover? What's the process that you have after losing such a tough game on Sunday night?
Yeah, you know, it takes a little while. It takes a while to flush your system, and because you're constantly reliving plays and scenarios and situations from the game. And so for me, it's a matter of just kind of, watching the game as soon as I can after the game is over with, to go back through and make sure that even from a play calling standpoint, that I'm making sure I'm putting the guys in the right spots and I'm calling plays when we anticipate certain coverages and certain looks. So I'm always critical of myself. And then after that, I just want to, you come in on a Monday and you got a fresh set of eyes and you want to go through it again and just kind of sit back in a more of a relaxed atmosphere and make sure you were right on your assessment after the game and even during the game. And so really by the time you get through Monday and you start working on the next week's opponent, 24 hours, 36 hours after, you finally have flushed it through your system and you're on to the next game.
How critical are you of yourself?
Very critical. Very critical. I was that way as a player and obviously more so now as a coach because I think, and especially as a play caller because, the outcome of a game can hinge on a play or two. And I just want to make sure that I'm studying and I'm seeing the tape and I'm putting our guys in the best possible situations, on game day.
Along with that, Doug, you meet the media immediately after the game. You meet the next day and, you know, you've heard a lot of criticism, in the last day here of after the loss to Dallas. How do you handle it? How do you kind of take that in and kind of try to impart knowledge to these media members and fans?
Well, I just got to keep it in perspective because I know as a fan, fans watch the football. They don't sometimes understand necessarily the scheme of a play or design of a play or they don't know if an assignment is blown. They only see the ball and the end result. So I got to keep that in perspective a little bit and then just make sure again, by my own assessment that I'm calling the right plays and doing the right things for the team. And I don't necessarily worry about the outside noise as much as because I want to make sure that the guys, you know, internally or in the building are doing okay. I struggle with it because I hurt for the players, you know, and that's where my hurt and my pain comes from. But it's really easy because we're on to the next opponent and the best thing for us is to get back out on the field.
The issue here is closing games strong, starting fast, finishing strong. Loss in Detroit fourth quarter, loss in Dallas fourth quarter. How does a team learn to finish strong and close out those games?
Well, you know, again, understanding we're a little bit young in some positions, on offense messaging to the team is, you know, no excuses. We're not going to make any excuses for being young, for being old, for not being fast enough, for whatever. We're not making excuses. And it just comes as a mentality. It comes as a mindset. And sometimes in those situations, you rely on your offensive line. Your run game takes over a little bit. And we've got to do a little bit better there. We've fumbled a couple times in the run game, and especially late in games. And we got to make sure that that doesn't happen. But, you know, again, it's an aggressive mentality. It's a put the team away mentality that we got to continue to talk about and continue to work on each week.
What are some of the good things and maybe some of the not as good things that you took from Dallas, a team that many believe is the best team right now in the NFC?
Well, you know, I thought that, to be able to score right at the end of half again, 2 minute with a few timeouts and some time left to do that was great. I think our mock or our hurry up tempo there in the second half really, really put some pressure on the defense. And you could see a couple guys take some knees and tap out just a little bit. And I think that's an advantage to us. I think Carson efficiently had a good game, from a passing standpoint. And then Darren Sproles was a bright spot offensively. And then, listen, defensively, I mean, I can't say enough about how well we attacked, we rallied, we kept one of the premier upcoming running backs under 100 yards, for the day. And that was something that our focus was going into the week. So there were a few bright spots that way. And the big key turnover, Jordan Hicks, the turnover there in the end zone. And just opportunities like that are bright spots that can really fuel this team down the road.
There is a call out there for chunk plays, and I know you want chunk yards. Let's talk about that philosophy of offense. It was very horizontal at times on Sunday night. And then some people say, well, boy, is this what the coaching staff is all about? Is this what this offense is going to be, a dink and dunk thing? Your response to that kind of talk?
Stand on the sideline, pull the trigger, call plays. In games like that, that's what I ask them to do. You know, you got to play how the game is going. Do you want to call shot plays? Yeah, you want to be able to call them and dial them up. And to be quite honest, yeah, we do have to get back to that. I don't think I've called enough in the last couple of games. And I've got, again, that's part of my assessment and making sure that I'm helping our team that way. And sometimes too, it comes down to how well are we pass protecting? How well is the pass rush? We're on the road. It's a loud stadium, silent count. You got a rookie right tackle. So there's some things that play into all of it. It's just, you don't always just drop back and throw it down the field. I mean, there's things that, they got to play defense too. So it's calculated. Some of it is based on tendency and feel, but I would agree that I need to call more of those down the field throws.
New York Giants, another NFC East game. You gave your players Monday and Tuesday off this week. Why?
One, I wanted them to get rest. Two, I wanted them to get away from football for a couple of days. We've had a tough month of football really since our bye, and we got another one coming up on the road, a third team in a row coming off of their break. And I just wanted our guys to, and it was a tough, hard physical game in Dallas the other day, and so I wanted our guys to get away from it for a little bit, enjoy their families, and I challenged them that when they come back to work on Wednesday, it's business as usual, and we get ready for the Giants.
And what are the Giants all about? They're coming off their bye week. They're right in the thick of things in the division as well.
They're getting better offensively. They're beginning to their receivers are taking over a little bit. Odell Beckham has had a couple good games, Eli is always he's always a force. He plays extremely well. Typically in these games. Defensively, they've upgraded with some of the, with Vernon and JPP's playing good, coming off his hand injury. So they've got some young talent back there that they're playing good. They're playing better. So it's going to be another good test for us. They're going to be rested, obviously, coming off of their break. But no excuses. It is what it is, and we get ready for football.
Well, have a good day today. Bring it back strong tomorrow, and let's get a win on Sunday. Doug Peterson, thanks so much for joining us in studio, presented by Wawa. Doug Peterson, one-on-one, presented by Wawa.